ಅನ್ಯಾಗ ಮೊದಲನ್ನ ಶೌಚ, ಇದು ಮನೆಯಾಗ ಮೊದಲನ್ನ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ. He sat down at one time and said to the Blessed One, Markadharma, in this palace of Vigara's mother, they are being seen gradual training, gradual practice, and gradual progress. That is down to the last step of the hierarchy. Among these Brahmins too, they are being seen gradual training, gradual practice, and gradual progress. That is in study. Mau Acharya too, they are giving in gradual training. That is in archery. They also among accountants, like us, who earn our living by accountancy, they are giving in gradual training. That is in computation. For when we get a approach, appointed first, we make him call 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 8, 8, 8. Now it is also possible, Master Gurma, to describe gradual training, gradual practice, and gradual progress in this dhamma, in this discipline.
算术师目连听，如是我闻。一时，佛陀住在舍卫城里东园城鹿母精舍，有一个婆罗门名叫算术师目连。他来见佛陀，与佛陀互相问候，说过礼貌友善的问候语之后，他坐在一旁向佛陀说：大师乔达摩，在这鹿母精舍里可以看到逐渐训练、逐渐实行、逐渐进步的情况，那就是循着阶梯，一步一步地走到最后一级。在众婆罗门当中，也可以看到逐渐训练、逐渐实行、逐渐进步的情况，那就是逐步地学习婆罗门法。在教导剑术的老师们当中，也可以看到逐渐训练、逐渐实行、逐渐进步的情况，那就是逐步地教导射箭的方法。在我们教导算术的算术师这一行里头，也可以看到逐渐训练、逐渐实行、逐渐进步的情况，那就是逐步地教导算术。因为当我们最初教导新学生的时候，我们先教他数一的算法、二的算法、三的算法、四的算法、五的算法、六的算法、七的算法、八的算法、九的算法、十的算法，乃至一百的算法。如此，大师乔达摩，是否可以请您叙述，在您的教法与戒律中，是否也有逐渐训练、逐渐实行、逐渐进步的情况？
It is possible, Brahman, to describe gradual training, gradual practice, and gradual progress in this dhamma, in this discipline. Just as Brahman, with a clever heartstringer of the divine Dharabhraka, he first made him get used to wearing the bit. Then afterwards praised him for that. So when the Gadagada of the Sivasanyu became, he first explained him that, come Bhikkhu, he was here, restrained with the restraint of the body mokha, the perfect in conduct and resource, and see here in the slightest fall, try but not again the training precepts.
可以的，婆罗门，在如来的教法与戒律中逐渐训练、逐渐执行、逐渐进步的情况如下：婆罗门正如一个善巧的群马师，当他要调伏一匹纯种的小马时，首先会让马习惯于戴上马勒。 然后进一步训练那匹马。同样的，当如来要调教一个人时，首先会如此地训练他，说道：“谛听，比丘，你应当持戒清净，以别解脱律一戒来约束自己，有良好的言行与正当的去处。” 即使对于最维系的过失，也见到他所能带来的危害，如此谨慎地持守戒律。When
Brahma, the Bhikkhu is Bhagya, then seen here in the slightest fault, praised by undergiving the training precept, then the Gadagada is named him Pada. Come, Bhikkhu, cut the dose of your sense guardian. On seeing a form with the eye do not grasp at this time in Sikha, since if you were to leave the eye to guardian unguarded, evil of all some states of covetousness and greed might invade you, rise the way of his restraint, cut the eye to guardian. And as it be restraint of the eye pragati. On hearing a sound with the ear, on smelling a odor with the nose, on tasting a flavor with the tongue, on touching a liver with the body, on organizing a mind object with the mind, to the breath at it is time in the chair. Since if you were to leave the mind pragati unguarded, even the whole context might embrace you, finding the way of his restraint. Right? God, the mind faculty, and another the restraint of the mind faculty.
婆罗门，当比丘持戒清净，以别解脱律一戒来约束自己，有良好的言行与正当的去处。 即使对于最维系的过失，也见到他所能带来的危害，谨慎地持守戒律之后，接着，如来会进一步训练他，说道：“谛听，比丘，严格地守护你的六根之门。当你的眼睛看见外物时。” 不要只取外物的形象与细部特征，因为如果你不守护眼根，那么贪欲及忧伤等邪恶不善法就会侵入你的心，所以你应当约束眼根，守护眼根，持守眼根律一戒。当你的耳朵听到声音时， 当你的鼻子闻到气味时，当你的舌头尝到滋味时，当你的身体触到物体时，当你的心意认知念头时，不要只取念头的相状与特征，因为 如果你不守护一根，那么贪欲及忧伤等邪恶不善法就会侵入你的心，所以你应当约束一根，守护一根，持守一根律仪戒。
We Brahmin, the Vekunga, the Lord of Vishnus, Prabhupada, the Dikadagada, the Supreme Mahara, and Veku, we moderate in eating, refreshing wisely, usual day food, neither for amusement, nor for intoxication, nor for the sake of physical beauty and attractiveness.But only for the endurance and continuous of this body. For in the discomfort and for assisting the holy life, considering that I shall dominate all feelings, with the arousing new feelings, and I shall be healthy and blameless and shall live in comfort.
婆罗门，当比丘能严格地守护六根门之后，接着如来会进一步训练他，说道：谛听，比丘，饮食要适量节制，应当如理思维。你摄取饮食，并不是为了玩乐，不是为了沉迷于身体的健壮，不是为了让相貌美观，不是为了让肤色光洁，而只是为了延续生命与活力，为了去除饥饿之苦，为了帮助你修行清净梵行。你应当思维，如此我就能去除饥饿的旧苦，并且不引发过饱的辛苦，我将使身体存活，避免过失，以及得到安住。
He devoted to wakefulness during the day while walking back and forth. Then today, purify your mind of obstructive state. In the first watch of the night while walking back and forth. Then today, purify your mind of obstructive state. In the middle watch of the night, you should lie down on the right side in the lion's pose.With one foot overlapping the other, mindful and fully aware, sometimes of day in your mind the time for riding. After riding in the third watch of the night, while walking back and forth in the day, you refer your mind of obstructive state.
婆罗门，当比丘能够节制饮食之后，接着如来会进一步训练他，说道：谛听，比丘，你应当努力保持醒觉。白天的时候，你应当来回地行走或坐禅，净化自己的心，不让五盖升起。初夜的时候，你应当来回地行走或坐禅，净化自己的心，不让五盖升起。中夜的时候，你应当右侧躺卧，一脚重叠在另一脚上，犹如狮子的卧姿。在内心中决定应当醒来的时间之后，保持正念与明觉地入睡。醒来之后，在后夜的时候，你应当来回地行走或坐禅，净化自己的心，不让五盖升起。
When Brahman, the vehicle is devoted to wakefulness, Then Nitya Gargaja explained him further. Come, Bhikkhu, he possessed of mindfulness and full awareness. But in full awareness when going forward is returning. But in full awareness when looking back and looking away. But in full awareness when blessing and extending your land. But in full awareness when